Welcome to the Pump It Like Patton Bodybuilding Podcast with your hosts, Mark and Sam. Now, push your limits.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Pump a Leg Pattern Bodybuilding Podcast. We're going to talk about, this is a common word, it's been for, I don't know, for the last year, for a year and a half, COVID-19. Well, the gym has been took away, which some means the government does not think it's essential. What the fuck is on? I'm sorry for my language, but I'm just fucked off with all this. Like, let's get this straight. You're locking someone, the city down, basically. So you're taking away, like, they're taking away, like, what shops was it? Fuck, I forget the shops. Well, the gym's the main priority here in the conversation, obviously. No, but they were closing, like, hairdressers and all. They actually opened the hairdressers for a bloody a week and closed it. What's the common sense of that? They should have kept the hairdressers actually closed, then reopened it. But I'm getting fucked off with all this here, because at the end of the day, yes, COVID, big deal. I think I actually even talked about COVID in the last episode. I actually even said I talked about England lockdown and to stay positive. I still follow that there to stay positive. But see, now I'm really fucked off it, as I keep fucking saying. I'm just keep fucking saying that. But yeah, enough of the laughing here. But this is all seriousness here. It just can't carry on. Because businesses are getting, we're not going to say the word, it's getting ruined, absolutely ruined. People, so basically, what they're trying to say is you will get fined or you even get arrested for wanting to look after your physical health and your mental health. How the frick does that how's that even common sense? Do they even know what they're doing? As I said before, I don't think they do. What I think should happen is let all of us take in charge, because I'm telling you, we're more educated than what they seem to be. Sorry guys, I'm getting a drink here. Yeah, hold on, I'll come closer to the mic here in a second. Yeah, well, as I was saying, they don't seem to actually know what they're actually doing. Because one minute, they open everywhere. Next, it's closed. There's no way of saying it. Like, you can't keep going around in circles like this. And the other thing is, see, when you go lockdown, you actually do go lockdown. You're actually just hiding the virus. See, everyone comes back out. It comes out even stronger. And as I said in the last episode as well, I'm talking about loads of things that I said in the last episode, just repeating it here, but I said that the government, or wasn't even people even talking about your immune system. You know, you could boost your immune system to try help as well with things, I guess, here. But another thing as well, they could hire, I don't know, I would be willing to do it, like, personal trainer or a fit, something to do with fitness. They go on, I don't know, this morning show in the UK, and do a kind of workout, like, not a full intense workout, just like, burpees, things like this here, you know, helping people, motivate them. But I just don't understand. They can do talk about all this and all that, and they just can't pay in to help people boost their immune systems to help fight the fires as well. But but oh no, it seems to be there's one rule for one and one rule for the other. Like they're going in there fining gyms. There's a gym in Newry is shout out to them. They wanted to keep the gym open. They did, and the police actually broke entry. And I've seen it all. They actually broke entry, and when someone's coming out of the gym, they actually forced them to get the, I think it was the code, to get into the gym, and which there's no need for it. It was like a friggin' drug raid. But that's put it straight. See, if it had to be a tank of a bodybuilder, like, or just say about five of them there, they wouldn't have done nothing. They wouldn't even find the bodybuilders would lift them up and start squatting and deadlifting with them. They're all skinny bean poles, but I mean, obviously not against skinny bean poles. No offense, been just pissed off here. They just need to get in this and see the religion thing about storming as well. It seems to be it's going in the way with DUP going to Protestant, one of, you know, be Protestant and Catholic. Then Sinn Féin's going with the Catholic thing, and she keeps talking about down south and all. Like, listen, we're Northern Ireland here. We're not talking about down south. You're supposed to be helping Northern Ireland, not friggin' down south. If you want to do that there, well then, you need to maybe put your name forward to being an MP, or what do you call it down there, or whatever you want to call it. But I just understand why they keep going back to the past on it. They just need to work together. Because see, when they're in Stormont and they're actually standing beside each other, it's like, it's so intense. Yes, there's battles when the big Protestant Catholics and all that. It's all past that there, no one gives a shit. Well, there's some people do, like, but, like, if you're going, if job opportunities, so you're going to say if someone's a Catholic, you're not going to work with them, if someone's a Protestant, you're not going to work with them, who gives a fuck? But anyway, we just need stick together, as I said the last one, stay motivated, because I really have to keep myself motivated, because I have to take a break from YouTube as well. Like, I'm maybe going to take this 2-week break to reflect on myself and what I'm looking to do in the future for my business, myself. I already know the future with my family and that there, but I'm talking about my business. I've took up streaming as well, game streaming in that time. So my name is Patton_style if you want to follow me on Twitch. But that's what I came here to pop on to say, because it had to be said. And what I'm saying here is fuck COVID-19. We can't keep putting our lives on hold. I know people's dying, but you ever think of this here as well? That's another thing I want to put point. Of all the places, right? All the places that they locked down. And what's the one place they had open the entire time? The airport. But they only put limited the flights. Yeah, and cancelled a few. But the airport was mostly open during half the time. So why are you letting people enter the country and let them leave? Like, you know what should be done? Should be done what Scotland's doing, but even dearer. See if you leave the country and you can't return, you get £1,000 fine. Scotland was doing £60 fine. Northern Ireland or Britain should do £1,000 fine. That's my saying. That'll keep them in the country and we'll all stick together. It's like you're leaving and you don't want to be a part of it. But it's your country, so start standing up and wanting to help other people cure this virus, because you have to. It's going to be a fighting battle, and they're trying to say there's going to be time when it's going to be over. So there's supposed to be a third wave. There'll not be a wave till we get all these vaccines, and even then, I don't even know if the vaccine will work. But yeah, guys, hope you enjoyed the wee podcast, me ranting. Sorry about too much effing and talking too much about, you know. I had to talk about that religion part, which I wasn't really a fan of talking about. But yeah, I just thought I'd clear it up. And as I say, fuck COVID-19. If you're a gym, obviously you're watching this, you're a gym guru like me, always training. Get bodyweight exercises. Do more reps. Do it to failure. Bodyweight exercise, perfect for, like, it's 2 weeks isn't going to lose your progress. You're still going to progress, so, yeah. Obviously, online coaching is still available from me. It's for free at the minute. Everything going on. And I'm doing one-off plans as well. So, yeah. Thank you for watching. And I'll see you in the next podcast. And yeah, maybe hopefully Sam will be back for whenever the next podcast is. I think it'll probably be 2 weeks or something. I'm trying my best to get podcasts as much as here, because I was doing the YouTube videos, but now I'm taking a step back from it for the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to see how the future holds for me for YouTube. I think the future is still bright there, but I don't know if the every week thing is, can upload every week, because it's very, when I do the video and trying to think what to do, thumbnail, editing, everything needs to be done, then the shooting, getting the cameraman to do it, then it's tough going, but yeah, never enough of that. If you want to still see more YouTube videos, just let me know. Message me on Instagram at Pump Like Patton Bodybuilding. And yeah, as I was saying, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I will speak to you in the next one. See you later, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Pump It Like Patton Bodybuilding Podcast from Mark and Sam. We hope you enjoyed the show and will join us again next time. Don't forget to rate the show wherever you access your podcast. Remember, views and opinions help the podcast. Now, push your